Shane McElrath, Daytona. I thought you were nutty to ride a 250 in the 450 class, especially this place. How was it?
Honestly, I've heard that a lot. I don't really see it that way. I see it as a big challenge, but it's like there's not really a goal. There's not really an expectation. It's just go and ride as hard as I could. And I felt like I did pretty good. I kept pushing, and the track was pretty rough, but I really felt good on the bike, and that was kind of what I was excited about. And I think I ended up 12th, and that's like I said, I mean, if I'm being honest, I would have wanted a top 10, but I kept telling myself I don't want a certain position. Like I just want to go and fight, and so I'm happy with it.
I honestly was watching you a little bit. It didn't look like you were really getting yarded really that bad. I don't know if it was the softness of the track or you staying up, able to get up on top.
Yeah, no, I felt good. It was just all in the start. Like the heat race start, I just, like, I can't get a jump on those guys to cut anybody off. So, but the main, I actually beat one dude, but everybody else still swallowed me up. And then the sand pit right after that, like, it didn't play me any favors. But that's, I couldn't really expect much out of that. Just try to get through as clean as I could.
You're in good shape. You train hard. But did you notice the extra little bit of time?
Not really. I mean, I don't know if it's maybe just the longer track. I mean, it was definitely, like, after I came off, it felt like I'd kind of done an outdoor moto, but it wasn't, like, really that much different than ours, I didn't feel like, so.
And I don't know how much you were thinking about it, but obviously you got a title on the West that you're still in. Does that come into your mind at all? Like, hey, like, maybe I should just be careful about that? I mean, you're a racer also, too, so.
Yeah, I've kind of been thinking about that a little too much, and that was something, like, with deciding to do this race. Like, KTM, they just asked me if it was something I would want to do, and they were like, don't feel like you have to, and I'm like, no, I want to do this for me. Like, I feel like I've thought about it a little too much, and that's what I've told myself is I'm not going to be scared anymore. Like, I don't care lining up here against all these guys. It's like, just on the line, I'm like, I don't know who's to my right or to my left, but I'm not scared. So
no, it's a good job. It's interesting to watch you and see how you're doing. It added a little spice to the race. So nice work.
Thanks. Yeah, I could hear people cheering for me, like going around the track, and even after I finished, like everybody was yelling for me, and I don't even know what place I was in, but they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks. Cool.